For more than 4 years, elected officials in New York have been highlighting the consequences of changes to the federal tax code in 2017, which capped the deductibility of state and local taxes at $10,000. But reporting by the Wall Street Journal indicates that some New York business owners were able to avoid a higher tax burden from these changes in 2021 as a result of creative accounting changes at the state level, which ensure New York's coffers were fully compensated, while the U.S. Treasury lost out on billions of anticipated revenue. For more on the story, we're joined by Jimmy Vielkind, the Wall Street Journal reporter who, along with his colleague Richard Rubin, had this scoop. Thanks for joining us again, Jim, and congrats on the piece.
Thanks, Dave. Happy to be back.
So I'm old enough, and so are you, to remember when then-Governor Andrew Cuomo began positing ways for New Yorkers to avoid paying a higher tax bill as a result of the tax deductibility limitations. But I don't remember a lot of engagement or savings from those efforts. What is it about the way the state has offered to tax these pass-through businesses, which usually pay taxes through an individual owner's personal filings, which has allowed them to avoid paying billions in federal taxes?
Well, that's right. So this was a big issue for the last guy. He set up two primary ways to try and fight it, neither of which has really worked. The first was the idea of setting up like a donation and credit scheme. So a taxpayer could donate part of their money to the New York State Fund for Education or the New York State Fund for Healthcare. And then the state would give a tax credit against that donation on your state income taxes. So essentially, you would be supporting state funds for education, healthcare, or what have you, as a charity. The big problem here is that the IRS looked at it and said, no. So multiple states have this in various forms. I believe in Arizona, there is one where you can donate to the public university system and receive a tax credit against it. But IRS rules say that you can't take a deduction if you've received something in value. So for example, if I went to the Dave Lombardo Foundation's annual dinner and I paid $100 for the ticket.
Well worth it.
But I received $85 worth of Chipwiches.
Well, we could do that too.
At the dinner. You could only deduct $15. You couldn't deduct the amount of value that you received as a result of the expenditure. And so that kind of got rid of the donation and credit scheme. And I use scheme in the Greek sense of the word, like it's a thing that's erected.
Yeah,
it's
no negative connotation.
No negative connotation for any listeners who are reading the words here. The second workaround that New York started was an optional payroll tax. So instead of paying employees, people who earn wages, and just charging, having the state settle with them on income tax, an employer could pay a payroll tax or could charge them a payroll tax, lower their wages, and then the employee would get a credit for whatever that payroll tax was. This has only been done in a very limited way. I think as of last month, we saw fewer than 300 firms around New York State have opted into this. Again, it's something the last guy trumpeted with great, great, great fanfare, but so far, minimal uptick. Now we get to PTET, P-T-E-T, the pass-through entity tax. And this is for closely held businesses that owners derive income through as either partners, partnerships, LLP, or S-corps, where it's just basically one person who takes the profits of the business and reports it as their own income. Instead of that happening, instead of Dave and Jimmy's most excellent DJing company, DJ for short.
Available for weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Instead of just having us profit from the revenue of our company, net the Chipwich expenses, we would essentially ask the state of New York to tax the company, tax DJ. And then once we paid taxes through the company, the leftover profits would flow to us as income. I would, of course, get a bigger share because I'll be doing more of the work. And when we filed our income tax statement, the profits that we got from the company, we could claim a credit against that for New York State. So this is a little complicated, and I hope people have bared with me as I've tried to explain it. But here's the bottom line. For the state of New York, the money is a wash because the money you're gaining through the new PTET tax is going to be offset by what you would have been gaining through income taxes. For the taxpayer, for Dave and I, it should also be a wash because the credit we get against state income taxes is going to offset what the company, the entity, paid in the PTET tax. The real loser is the federal government because now the federal government would normally have taxed us on all of our income, and we couldn't deduct all of our state income taxes. That's been the big rub about these SALT changes and why New Yorkers, including the last guy, have been saying that the sky is absolutely falling. I think most listeners know that when you pay your federal income taxes, you can deduct your property taxes and your state income taxes, or if you live in New York City or Yonkers, your city income taxes as well. It used to be unlimited, generally speaking. You'd hit some other thresholds, but you should talk to your accountant about that. Now it's $10,000 hard cap. So if you're living on Long Island, if you're living in New York City, you're going to hit that cap very, very, very quickly. Now you've essentially come up with in New York a workaround where you're going to not have your income taxes subject to that ceiling.
And you reported that nearly 96,000 filers have used this program. Is New York unique in coming up with this solution, or are other comparatively high-tax states around the country doing something similar to alleviate the federal tax burden for their businesses?
New York is not the only state that's doing this, but it would seem that we are among the ones with the biggest scale. You're correct. It was almost 96,000 filers, firms, entities that took this up. But the bigger number to watch is the total amount paid. That's $11 billion. And so for context, the state in a given year is counting on $65, $70 billion of personal income tax. It's the largest single state revenue source. So $11 billion out of a $66 billion projection, which is what we're counting on according to the latest financial plan, that's about one out of every $6 that the state is doing. Again, listeners probably know that in New York, we have a very top-heavy tax base, where the top 2% highest earning income tax filers end up paying basically half of all the state income tax revenue. So the concern from Republicans and business groups and some Democrats had been that if you raise taxes too high and if the SALT changes let people experience the full bite of their state and city income taxes, taxes are just going to leave. Here, what we see is an effective and broadly adopted method, according to the proponents of this workaround, of letting those taxpayers avoid getting bitten by the SALT cap and hopefully keeping them here in New York.
And finally, the other element of this story that we used to hear often from our former governor was the ongoing legal challenges to the federal tax changes. What's the status of those efforts? Should we think that the law is here to stay, or is there still some sort of Hail Mary in the works for high-tech states like New York?
Well, I'm not going to try to handicap the federal judiciary here. It's a personal policy. But we know that the lawsuit brought by New York and other states, including Connecticut, New Jersey, and Maryland, lost at the district court level and lost at the appellate court level. And we found out earlier in January that the states are asking the Supreme Court to take it up. Now, the Supreme Court doesn't hear every case. It's not clear whether their petition will be granted, but that's where it is. And politically, this is an interesting issue, Dave, because in Congress, there were Democrats, including Tom Suozzi of Long Island, who pushed to repeal or at least increase the limit on that SALT cap as part of some of the omnibus legislation that is, shall we say, meandering its way through Congress as we speak. So there's possibility that there will be legislative changes, and it's possibility that there will be legal changes, but it doesn't seem that any kind of relief is in the immediate offing.
Well, we've been speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Jimmy Vielkind. Jimmy, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be back with you and your listeners.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.